the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time, using the Word of God to fight our battles. In the Eastern Catholic spiritual classic book, The Way of a Pilgrim, there's a story of a guy who was an alcoholic, and he struggled with using and abusing alcohol for many years, and he did not want to do this, but he kept himself back in the same unhealthy pattern of just of drinking and getting sober and drinking and sober and drinking and sober again and again and again. And so out of desperation and in a season of frustration, he went and traveled to the desert and encountered a hermit priest. And he said, "Father, I need help. I need help. I'm tired of falling into this addiction again and again. I want to live in freedom. What do I do?" And the priest said to him, "Why don't you read scripture?" And he said, "Father, that won't work for me. I have a Bible, but I don't understand scripture. When I read scripture, I don't get any insights. I don't understand scripture. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, I need something else." And the priest said to him, "I don't think you understand what I'm saying. It doesn't matter whether or not you understand what you're reading whenever you proclaim scripture, because whenever you proclaim scripture, the devil who hears you does understand scripture. And he flees at the word of God." And in Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, God spoke to Moses, and God said, "The Lord will fight for you." How does the Lord want to fight for us? Through the proclamation of the word of God. In our response to our psalm today, we heard King David, who wrote, our help comes from the Lord. The Lord wants to help us in the sacred scriptures. So this man in the story began to proclaim the word of God. And when he began to proclaim the word of God, he would recite scripture as long as the temptation lasted, right? He was tempted to drink, and we cannot control our temptations. They come from the enemy. They come from outside of ourselves. Just like we cannot control who drives in our neighborhood or who knocks on our door. But what we can control is who we open up the door to. And so whenever the man was tempted to drink, instead of opening up the bottle, he would turn to scripture and he would read and he would proclaim the word of God, even if it did not make sense to him, even if he did not have any insights, even if it did not give him any particular grace of understanding what he was reading. He would proclaim the word of God out loud over and over again until the temptation decreased, until the temptation went away. This is what he did again and again, and then the temptation would go away momentarily, and by the evening it would come back. And so when it came back, he would pray the word of God again out loud, reading scripture out loud again and again and again. This man lived in freedom from his vice for over 19 years because he kept turning to scripture. Whenever the temptation would come, and it would come, not if it came, but when it came, he was prepared to let God fight his battle for him. This is what Jesus Christ did in the gospel whenever he went into the desert to pray and to fast. While he was praying and while he was fasting, he was tempted by Satan with these suggestions. And how did Jesus Christ battle Satan? He proclaimed scripture. He proclaimed the word of God. And then what happened? Satan fled from his presence. You and I, we are all the body of Jesus Christ. Therefore, what Jesus Christ did yesterday, we are called to do today. We are called to imitate our Lord Jesus Christ. And we battle Satan the way he battled Satan. How did he battle Satan? By the proclamation of the word of God. And so whenever we experience our particular vices coming to the surface, when we perceive the temptation to lust, or to greed, or to gluttony, or to envy, or to pride, or to sloth, or to whatever it is that we struggle with, whenever it comes, not if it comes, but when it comes, and it will come. It always comes. When it comes, we turn to the word of God. And we proclaim the word of God out loud. Why is it important to do it out loud? Because when we pray with scripture out loud, we know what we're saying. Sometimes if we pray with scripture in silence, we get distracted and we ended up daydreaming for the next 20 to 30 minutes. But if we're reading it out loud, we know what we're saying, and the devil hears those words and he understands them, and he will flee from our presence eventually. Sometimes it might take 10 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes, sometimes an hour. But if we proclaim the scriptures, proclaim the word will fight for us. St. Paul tells us in his letter to Timothy, he says, I encourage you, I exhort you to proclaim the word when it's convenient and inconvenient. So even if it means I have to stay up a little bit later tonight to proclaim the word, or wake up a little bit earlier. Whatever it is, I will proclaim the word. If it means I have to proclaim the word whenever I'm at work, I'll proclaim the word at work. If it means I have to proclaim the word whenever I am hanging out with friends, I'll proclaim the word. No matter the circumstance, no matter the season, whenever temptation arises, I don't need to be the one to go to war with Satan. The word of God will fight for me. And if I allow the word of God to fight for me, then I will be able to abide with Jesus. And if I am able to abide with Jesus now, then God will give me the grace to remain with Jesus forever in the kingdom of heaven. So when our temptations arise this week, I want to encourage us to turn to the word and proclaim the word. Whether it means anything to us or not, whether we understand what we're saying or not, is irrelevant. For when we proclaim the word of God out loud, the devil does understand, and he will flee from our presence.